Cause they ain't doing nothing.
Sit right there, Mr. Stone.
Yeah, chill right there. You ain't no phone.
You want a phone?
You want to shut that off a minute?
Yeah, yeah.
I got a tape recorder here, and I want to hear him, his voice when he sees these pictures.
Yeah.
You're on the air, Cecil.
Yes, I'm on the air.
Now, you know he is something else, ain't he?
What?
You are something. You got me on there, too.
Yeah, but I didn't put your name on there. So.
That's all right.
You just go ahead and look at him, and I want to hear your remarks.
Okay. Look at that, Tony. That bull there. Here he is again. There's the Bremer cow.
That's the one that chases you.
That's right. Claws him down.
Yeah!
Here he is again, I suppose.
Hey, Boo.
Quit.
There's old Pete.
Boo.
There he is again. He's the bone bob tail.
Isn't that something born without a tail?
That's something.
Yeah. Yeah, run out of material.
Hey, Gigi.
What is it, Nathan? You remember going down there, Nathan? We took that picture, didn't we, huh? You was down there. Yeah?
Oh, wait a minute. This here's the cow, but catch you here.
Where? Let me see, Daddy. I got him.
You see him?
I'm going to him up. Down right there. He can't.
No, I don't. This is him.
Yeah. Put him back.
Him is nice.
Ain't it nice?
Oh, well.
You don't see him.
That's taking your voice.
Yeah. See old...
Don't you believe me?
See old Pete?
This is a recorder. You say your name in there, and it'll come back out. What's your name?
Bryn.
Huh?
Sabrina.
Brina. What's your name?
Nathan.
Nathan. You say Nathan in there, good and loud. Say, my name is Nathan.
Say, my name, Nathan.
My name, Nathan.
That's it. You want to hear what it sounds like now? Huh? Let's see what we got on
Listen,
here.
Listen, Nathan.
You told me you come from Caledonia, Mississippi.
That's right, sure did.
And you worked in the woods with the mules, and you worked everywhere else.
I worked with the mules, raised mules, rode them, broke them, and everything.
Yeah.
For 9 years.
But one day you told me how they used to act when they were...
Yeah, bucked you and sold you and everything. That's right.
Put it in. So if you could only think of a funny story about a mule...
Well, let me see.
What's
coming on now?
Sure. Every time you say something, you go in there.
While
Grandpa's thinking of something, you say your name in there. But you got to get up pretty close.
What's
Give me one.
The best story I know. The best thing I can tell you what I did do one time. They got at me one time. The highway patrol did, and I run
it. Cut it on.
Turned the car over.
Yeah, you heard.
Kicked the windshield out. Went home and changed clothes. Come back and proved it wasn't none of my car. And he made me pull my coat down below my shoulders. And he says, well, sir, sure wasn't none of him, because I shot 3 times. And I hit him in the shoulder, and the 3rd time I shot, he dropped his shoulder.
Next
I hit him in the shoulder, but he didn't hit me. He thought he did, but he didn't. I was running so fast, he didn't.
Somebody was shooting at you?
Sure. Sure. That's my wife.
Yeah.
And I proved it. I'll tell you what happened. He carried me home.
Huh?
He carried me home and said, you don't say that while I'm talking, Gunner. And, I didn't say anything. He asked my wife, and they told him just what I told you then.
Yeah.
So, they And then he come back to the mill the next day. I work at D.H. Hall Lumber Company. Said, Mr. Collins, I'll come after Cecil.
Say Nathan.
He said, well, Mr. Brown, say you ain't going to get Cecil.
Get down.
He said, you got to prove that he was driving this car for you to get him. So you ain't taking him away here unless you get the proof. And then he had me 3 days, looking 3 days for the shot man down in the pasture there. And I was the man, and I said, I'm the man, but he never did know who it was. And my boss, Max, he said, Charlie Taylor said, I'm going to wreck that car. I said, oh, he said, you got to do it.
Say again.
Sat down with his card, Colin Town.
Who? A visitor?
The people walking down the road there, he stopped him.
Any man.
Yeah. Make none of them think it was you.
Yeah.
He said, what did he say? He said, where are you going? He said, I'm going to preach so and so. Y'all children get up there and sit down out of the way. Don't care if you're going to preach into somewhere. He can't come on in and sit down. Have a seat. He sit there so when dinner time come, when all of them come and eat, you go in and eat right with them. And then when work time come, he said, all right. He said, you can pull off that shirt, call and tie if you want to. If you ain't got nothing else to put on, we ain't got nothing else to put on, go back in it. And then come back in and get your supper tonight. And when you get your supper, I want you to hit the road. I want you to leave here. And don't be come back by here with your call and town. And my men working. You can get on up the road if you want to.
Ow.
And so that's what he'd do.
That was your grandfather, Barrington.
That's right, Barrington.
Huh?
Old man Henry Barrington. Henry Barrington is his name.
Yeah.
And he would feed them, give them what they want to eat, and ring the bell at 1 o'clock for them to go out in the field, ring them out at 12, ring them back in at 1. They go back to work. And you got you were ready to go and pull fodder right with the rest of them.
Mm-hmm.
And you stayed out there and pulled it too, and he kept your suitcases right there now.
Yeah. So nobody wanted to go buy his place.
That's right.
Go in and sit on the porch.
That's right.
Is that it? Yeah.
That's right. Let me tell you what happened. June, my cousin over there, his daddy and sister went by there one time. Walking. There was a girl and a boy. He said he was about 12 or 13 years old, and his sister was about 8 or 10. And he walked out and said, he's sitting on the porch. He walked out there.
Get up.
He said, who boy are you? Who boy are you? He said, Ravish Garners. He said, well, can you run? He said, yes, I can run. He said, all right, sir, I want to see you run. And I want to see how fast can you run. And he got in the road, and he said, all right. He said, let's go. He said, run. And he's running so fast. And he said, he looked back. An old man standing in the road giving his hat that way. He said, Greg, there's a honeycomb. Greg, he kept running. And he didn't come back by there. But 3 miles back around. That old man was something.
Daddy,
yeah. That's right.
You had some hard times,
didn't you? What you talking about? Hard time? Y'all don't know that.
Mama tell us
about it. I used to have to pick up bow weevils and a bow basket. And that old man had built bunk beds, had his own bunk bed, had 50 head of mules that plowed. They got a dollar a month, and he fed them and everything, all that stuff.
That's right.
One run off and sent my uncle at him and got him and brought him back. And bars wore hickory shirts. They didn't have no breeches. They wore hickory shirts with a scallop in the tail. I seen them.
Shirts?
Shirts, hickory shirts.
Yeah.
And they'd say, look here, my young man. I'm going to twist your shirt tail if you don't do so and so. And they twist it too.
Yeah.
Oh. Sure.
All right. I'll tell you where she knows.
Good. She'd have come out with it, but every time we leave the house together, she has to close all the windows, you know, and
yeah.
It gets hot in the house. Yeah. Well, I heard an interesting story the other day. Not a story, but the truth. And And I'm sure it must have happened an awful lot of times here in the South. This man, I won't say his name because he said he never told many people, but he's a colored man, and when he was a little boy, he was orphaned, and a white family took him in, and he lived. He slept. His bedroom was in with the boys. Everybody had their chores.
Mm-hmm.
In the morning, his chores was to get up and start the two stoves, the fire. And the girls, of course, he's the only colored boy there, so all you got to think the rest are all white. The girls, one girl for a week would have to get breakfast, dinner, and supper. Then the next week, the other girl. In other words, everyone had their chores. The boys all slept in their own rooms and so forth, so that he was no different from anybody else. And he said if they had bread and water to eat, he had bread and water. If they had hog, he had it. I mean, he shared and shared alike. And you've told me that. I think that you've lived with white people.
I was raised, a white lady raised me from 8 years old up until I was 19 years old. Three of us. Put us right in the house and raised us.
And
right
I think that happened a good many times in the South, but it never got in the books or stories. And when they want to write a story about how hard times people had, they always try to make a white look bad or the other way around, you see. But anytime anything good happens, even today, you don't go in the news. It's just a crime it goes in the paper.
But hey, what happens?
All right.
Hey, what happens? Don't care what happened. I don't care how much money he had or what he had. She had, they wanted her to come in their kitchen, cook and make up the beds and wash dishes and wash their clothes.
Your wife?
They say use her, you know.
Yeah.
Well, she have done it herself.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Don't make no difference. They got to have one of us to do something for them, that's for sure.
Yeah.
We had to be there.
Yeah.
Don't care what happened. We in the deck.
Yeah.
We are there.
Yeah.
That's right. We can't do without him. We got to have. And the woman said, in the time, is talking about the segregation and everything, plans, and they're talking about what we do about it. She says, the colored man, the colored woman, is good to have and good not to have. Said there was good to have.
Yeah.
Said it was good. I said we had to have and would have.
Yeah.
That's right. And so that's true. They always want us to do something, and we always do something that they don't want to do. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. In New York State, white woman grab anything a man grab. They'll do it. I said, let me move that. She said, no, sir, I'll do it.
Yeah.
Turn that rock over and drive that tractor and get in there and go.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
I never seen nothing to beat.
Yeah, they work hard up there today.
Huh?
They work hard up there in New York.
Yeah. And these people, where I was born and raised at, them women didn't pick up that stuff. I'll go pick it up for them.
Yeah.
That's right. They go put something in the car, they'd ask you to pick it up. But the New York women don't ask you that. They get it themselves.
No.
I'll pick it up with you.
Yeah.
Them people make it from the muscle.
Yeah.
They don't like the Yankee people, but they're good people because I lived up there with them and worked with them.
Oh,
they're good
sure.
people.
Oh, yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with the North.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, they just got started off different up there, and when they built their schools, everybody went to school in the same school. It doesn't matter what his color was.
That's right.
We never had no trouble because everybody went to school.
That's right.
And down here, they had to have separate.
That's right.
You see.
But I've always been treated good.
Yeah.
I've always been treated good.
Yeah.
I've always got along good.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, that has an awful lot to do with your own personality.
Yes, with everybody.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's pretty hard to be mean to a man that's good.
And then when I go back home, I'm treated good. Everybody know me. I'm Marley's boy, and they know me. Nowhere I come from, nowhere I sprung from, and everything. Everybody knows.
But now let me see. It isn't many years back when you couldn't go into Haines City without seeing white only on the fountains, could you?
Drinking that's
fountains?
Right.
Yeah.
You couldn't drink out of you couldn't drink out of the fountains there.
No.
No.
How does that affect you now? How did the change seem to you? Didn't it seem funny that you
seemed
walked
funny,
up,
huh? funny
and that you could look at me, look right at me on the sidewalk?
Right. That's right. I know. In Columbus, Mississippi, you meet a man and a woman, you coming down. Get up. Let's move over there and show you. This is the streets. I'm walking down the street. I'm walking down the street. Here come you and your wife, walking down the streets, meeting me. All right, I'll get off the street, sir. Tip my hat to you like that. Good morning. Get back on the streets and walk on by. I'm telling the truth.
Yeah, I know it.
I know what I'm talking about.
Sure you do.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then if you met a white lady, and she was driving the buggy and you were walking, you tipped your hat to her. You didn't, you'd hear about it.
Yeah. Mama say something.
Well, yes, ma'am. No, sir. Yes, sir. That's right. And the most is that, good morning, Captain. Good morning, miss.
Good morning,
mister.
Good morning.
That's right. Time's unchanged now.
I'll say something, Mom.
Yeah, that's true. I'm telling you, it's something. That's something.
Oh, sure. Sure.
I remember one time, I was about 10 years old, and the bloodhound was talking about, my mama said, Cecil? So? I said, ma'am, you better come on here. So that's them dogs running nub hole dog. So you better come on here so they allow them to get after you. And this big old black and white spotted hound going down side the branch. And
what y'all looking at?
They was going down side of the branch, and them dogs run on, and they caught him in Monroe County. Caught him in Monroe County.
Give me one, Big King.
My mama was washing, I never will forget. Right on the same place where she was born and raised, Barentine Estate.
And she was half white.
She was just as white as you are.
Sure.
I got the picture in there.
Yeah. I fool you, I just
want to
sit down. Oh, now, do you know anything about voodoo? Did anyone ever put you know anybody that ever put a charm on anybody or done anything?
Well, the people do that kind of stuff. Get away, Nathan. Yeah, they are. It's people who do people. And it's people they go to and... And pitch spells off of you. I known a woman one time was just as fine and healthy as you. A man give her some stuff. Give her some medicine. I don't know what he give her. But anyway, she got it. And she got in bed and got sick. And nobody knew what was wrong with her. Carried her to the doctor. She got poor and poor. That's my wife, she'll tell you, got poor and poor. Oh, every time she takes Dr. Bell, she gets poor and poor. So then they wanted me to take her to Sebo Prater, Pony Top, Mississippi. And my car wasn't sufficient to care. And Frank Harris cared for $40. And a sister went with her and a brother, and the two brothers, and Frank Harris and his wife. And Sebo Prater, his head was that big. You never seen a white man with a head big as his. That big? And that big, everybody do when he be talking to you. Yep, so-and-so. So-and-so.
That's
crazy. Well, now, I don't know.
He broke his spell, didn't he?
He broke his spell. He sat in the chair. Had them set her in the chair. And put newspaper down on the floor. And had a sister stand behind her back. And he rubbed her legs from here down, Took some black stuff, rubbed her legs. And that's why great big old creepers coming out of her leg. Look like maggots. And they just flopping over on the floor, on the paper. And he rubbed her like that. And they had a toe hand there. And so when she went back out, she creeped out of herself. Creeped out of there. And today, she weighed 200 something pounds. She's living in Muskegon, Michigan.
Yeah.
That's right. And she went home, they give her a gallon of medicine to bathe in. And something to take. She lived. She was what you call hoodoo.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
And it's going on today.
Oh, I don't doubt it. Yeah.
It's going on today. Don't you never think that somebody can't fix you where you can't walk.
I know.
They fix you where you can't do nothing but crawl.
Yeah.
That's right. They can't put it on you, but they got to get something in.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you how they get that stuff. They get lizards and snakes and things and put him in something and let him dry up.
Wipe me up.
And they get that stuff, a powder or something other, somewhere and get it in you.
Black cat bone too.
All that stuff.
Yeah.
A man used to live right down there. He got so sick. He just gonna die now. And he went to a woman and she gave him some medicine to take. And he'd be all right, some black medicine. Said, every time you get there to swallow this medicine, you'd rather somebody to kill you than to take it. And he said, he went on and took this medicine. And said, he never will forget it. He hung his head out the window and he wanted to heave up. And he went to heaving up. And he heaved up a snake about that long. The snake didn't have no eyes, but he had a place for eyes, and he went hobbling off through the grass, and he just dried up out there, and the man got well. That's true, he said.
Sure. He heaved up a snake.
Yeah.
Sure. Didn't have any eyes either.
He had no eyes.
We went to McDonald's last night.
He drank something that he got in.
Yeah, we did.
People give you stuff. That's why I don't drink whiskey. Mom, when people give me whiskey, I don't take off. They put anything in there and get it.
Sure.
That's for sure.
Yeah, those are his. Did you see him?
That
sounds
like
yeah.
Yes, sir. They can do anything to you now.
Dad, let me see him.
Dad, you exactly
that stuff.
Oh, y'all.
How long you been here in Polk County?
Ever since 45.
45.
Mama, did we go to McDonald's?
Did you ever hear a song in Polk County?
McDonald's.
Water sweeter than wine?
Yeah, a long time ago. I
don't know it.
I don't know it.
No.
Y'all also.
Don't wake up.
Yes.
And Joyce,
Mom,
don't push your
hand.
We used to go to school
right
over there, you know.
Did,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You used to go to school right there above
our
house?
Yeah. Did you go to school over there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I guess I'm about 8 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna come down.
Wouldn't it hasn't been going long either, has it? Since 1954.
I work for 50 cents an hour when I come here.
Yeah.
Right down at the packing house. Distribute boxes.
I've done that
off
too.
Off a tractor.
Yeah.
You ain't seen them. And I distribute boxes 50 cents an hour. Pick fruit for 15 cents and load the fruit for a penny a box.
Mm-hmm. Well, everybody was in the same boat as far as that goes, the wages.
Everybody was in,
was in the same boat, yeah.
Let me tell you what I done in Mississippi. I had my little sixth girl and my wife. I went coon hunting, just like you go to your job. Every night, the good Lord said, I got my 3 dogs, 4 dogs, and went coon hunting. And I was getting $15, $16, $17 for the hides. And I made a living. And I didn't have nowhere to live. You couldn't get nowhere to live. Nobody would hire you. I didn't have no money. And I made money with them coon dogs coon hunting and made enough to make a crop for the man. He didn't have to furnish me a dime. Save my own money out of the coon hunting. That's right.
That's what you call sharecropping.
That's right.
And you made it pay.
I made it pay.
Yeah.
I saved it out of coon hides and cleared $500-something out of cotton crop. That's right. Then the man, he hoped to pick my cotton, I hoped him pick his. First nickel ever cleared my life, I cleared it with that man, Emmett Vaughn, in Mississippi.
Vaughn?
Emmett Vaughn.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure did.
I'm right. I'm getting a
date
right.
That's right.
Police will get you back that girl.
Well, I got a little on there yet. If you got another little more to say, a little run out on one side. But.
And, well, I'll tell you this. I'll tell you something else. On that farm, that's going to tickle you. My wife wanted to go up to my brother-in-law stay all night. I was selling whiskey at that time. For my boss man's son-in-law.
Now they can get out and go
about
with
them. And I told my wife, I said, I'll stay here and sell whiskey.
All right, get up,
man. So you better.
Whiskey for the boss man's son.
Son-in-law.
Her son-in-law.
He said they'll catch you. I said, that's all right, you go ahead. I'll be up there later on in the evening tomorrow. I was on the sun. Get away, y'all! And so about 3 o'clock, a man come down the hill.
Give me a little stick, y'all.
And a 48 Chevrolet car.
I'm gonna let you get in this room.
With a big cowboy hat on named Grady Huff. He said, good evening, Cecil. I said, how are you, Mr. Grady? He said, all right. He said, you got a little whiskey? I said, yeah, I got some whiskey. I want 2 pints. You got any empty bottles? I said, yeah. I got a bunch of about to come and get them. I said, wait till I bring it out there to you. So I started around the house, went out of my dog yard, and got the 2 pints of whiskey. And started around the house, and I seen this 40 Plymouth roll up in the yard. And 6 men got out of it. Just, those flew open, and I said, that's the law. I said, good gracious Lord. So I come around the house, I did, with the 2 pints in my hand. So I busted one of them. And run up on Harry Bruce around there, and I busted the other. He said, Hawk, he said, don't you run. And he shot right down by my foot, and I jumped up, and me and him took off. And I was running. I jumped over the bars, and he had to go through them. And he shot 6 times. And told me, said, you better stop. If you don't stop, I'm going to shoot. I said, but you don't want to shoot. I said, I'm not stopping. And the last time I seen him, he was sitting on top of a stump knocking his cottage rolls out. And I went on up and told my boss man what happened. He said, well, they ain't going to bother you. Get you. I'll come and get you. So I went on up then round and come up to his brother-in-law's shop and lay down on the ground and watch him get my jugs and bust them. And they didn't get no whiskey. And when they left, I went on back down there with the silly whiskey right and left. Just kept on selling. And then one morning, about 4 o'clock, I had went fishing that night in the dog tree coon that night. And I didn't get back in at 1 o'clock. They come at me at 4 o'clock in the morning to get me to carry me to jail. And this man was falling behind me named Bill Connor with a 45. I had to go across the hall to get my shoes. I said, what you follow me for with that gun? I said, I'm not no rabbit. I said, you think I'm going to run? I said, I don't have to run. I said, I ain't got nothing to run for. He said, you run off the other side. I said, but I ain't going to run now. I said, you get behind me with that gun. I said, you couldn't go off and shoot. I said, if I wanted to get away, I could have run out that window through the door. I said, I'm not going to run. So he stopped. Quit there, boy. Tony.
I'm recording.
Oh, what's the name?
To, up for Rob Dow. And Cecil said, we're going to get a cup of coffee. So you won't run off. I said, I ain't got nothing to run for. So everybody ain't got a cup of coffee. And Rob Dow come out and said, you take preacher, do you want a cup of coffee too? I said, yeah. I said, you ain't going to run off. I said, no, I ain't going to run off. So he said, you know what, preacher? So I can have you indicted. I said, have me indicted for what? You know you was working for me one time, and you had a 32 pistol in your jumper pocket and had to conceal, and said, I could have you indicted for it. I said, go in and have me indicted. I said, I don't care. I said, they got me now. Let them do what they want to. Don't make me no difference. I said, I'll get out one day. That's what happened. So they carried me on down there, and they gave me 90 days, 245 or something.
For selling whiskey.
Yeah, but they got me for possession. They didn't get no whiskey.
Oh, I see. They didn't get any.
So that's all I know.
Yeah. You want to hear a little of
Let
that?
Let me hear that and see what all this is.
Okay, we're going to start the trial, huh?
Yeah, it's 15 of us to come down stairs. So Harry Brewster, he's the man to run me. What you want? Can't believe him getting this thing. Give me a stand wheel. So, Harry Brewster said, well, look at y'all, let me tell y'all something. So old Gunner there said, don't you put him in the front line going down these steps. So you put old Gunner in front. See, when he gets started down about the second or third step, so he gets started running. Say, ain't no way in the hell to stop him. So he outrun me 2 blocks. And me shooting and trying to stop him. Say, you can't stop him. So he put him in the middle of the line. So Gunner can run.
Hi, Dad. She sees you up there talking about
things. She'll be a hawk. Nigga, they said nigga. Said Judge and the waterman said he's just would be what you call a nigger. He's just a low grade. He's just like a nigger, see?
Low grade white.
Low grade white man.
Sure, that's a nigger.
That's what you would call him, a nigger.
Yeah.
See? All right. A nigger is an iron nigger. Because I've worked with there's on a steam sawmill, and they got a lifter here, another lifter here, and a nut at the top. And that's our steam nigger. He can take and throw that, hit that tree out and throw it up to Somerset.
Sure.
That's a nigger.
It's a word.
That's right. That's a word. That's right. I wish I was strong as a nigger. If I was strong as a nigger, I'd be busting Cassius Clay. That's right.
He's one of my favorites.
That's right.
I like him.
That's right.
He's part Irish.
Yeah.
He went to Ireland to visit his relatives.
That's right. Now, me and my wife, all of our children is lighter than we are.
Mm-hmm.
All of our children is lighter than we are.
Because
my mother was just as white as any white woman uptown.
Sure.
I'd show you a picture right in there.
Yeah.
That's right. And she could sit in a straight chair, comb my hair to be laying on a newspaper on the floor.
Oh.
Right. So I had a sister and a brother had good hair, and I had, see how my hair is? I took back at my daddy.
Sure.
My daddy was a dark man. Yeah. Big man, weighed about 265.
Yeah.
But he was all man. But let me tell you something. They didn't run over that man.
No.
And he told a man what he wanted him to know, and if they didn't want to do that, he was ready to fight. Ready to use his gun or anything. And so everybody on his book gun. I gave him a stick and nail cage. That's right. He didn't take no stuff. He didn't take no stuff. And they didn't come and try to whoop him or do nothing to him because they would have to kill him.
Dad.
That's right.
Where is the picture now?
It's in the room in there. Big picture. We're supposed to have a small picture. I believe May Lee has got it. Or Maddie Will.
Well, like me, her and... Richard, somebody's on the picture together. What?
Richard, no, he ain't neither. There's three sisters of them on the picture. Y'all, get away from me.
You hear
three sisters of them on the picture.
You lived a long ways from Alabama, didn't you?
About 6 miles.
I mean, how about Mobile around that country? Long, long way?
About 7 miles.
In 1859, I'll shut it off. He's dead now. He's dead now, but Zora Neale Hurston, I'm going to shut this off again for a minute.
On the record, he plays record. He picks a guitar, his name Muddy Waters.
Oh, yeah, I know Muddy.
You know Muddy Waters?
I can bring you a sheet of paper with his name and mine on.
Yeah.
He's in the same show.
Show now.
Yeah.
And
Big Joe Williams.
He said, I'm the voodoo man.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
I've played with Muddy Waters.
He know he can play some music.
How about Mississippi John Hurt? You ever heard of him?
No, I never heard of him.
How about Peg Leg Sam?
I don't know him.